unknown lays a gray-haired colt with a big lump on his knee. Fetch $1,300 at the sale. McMicking thought he looked alright, though a champ he wouldn't be. But the placid colt hadn't read the mail. Gunsind was a racehorse that grew on bookies' tears. He kept the punters' hearts and pockets full. We loved the way he danced and bowed to take the big crowd's cheers. He really had the other horses fooled. He raced at first in Brisbane. Keaton now described him game. It was a naughty understatement once again. He beat all they had to offer. Some thought he'd beat them lame. The gun, the windy grey, was making friends. Gunsin was a racehorse that grew on bookies' tears. He kept the punters' hearts and pockets full. We loved the way he danced and bowed to take the big crowd's cheers. He really had the other horses fooled. He cantered off at Randwick, then killed him in the straight. He did the same on Melbourne's racetracks too. Every time he started now, his price was in the red. The bets the punters lost on him were few. Gunsin was a racehorse that grew on bookies' tears. He kept the punters' hearts and pockets full. We loved the way he danced and bowed to take the big crowd's cheers. He really had the other horses fooled. He didn't ever win the cup, but he put up quite a show. And we'll miss him now as racing meets go by. And when we talk about the days and of champions we know, we'll surely say the grey could really fly. Gunsin was a racehorse that grew on bookies' tears. He kept the punters' hearts and pockets full. We love the way he danced and bowed to take a big crowd's cheer. He really had the other horses fooled. He really had the other horses fooled.